Before I get into the sermon, I want to share with you, we've got some exciting things going on starting this week. One, we already started this morning. We started watching a video series this morning, a short videos, about 15-minute videos, and then some times of discussion and prayer together. The title to the series that we watched this morning was, you ready for this? How to Be Unsuccessful. Okay, how to be unsuccessful. I know some of you might feel like you've already managed that, but I hope that you will come and look at the video series. It's from the same group as Pete Gregg with How to Pray. This group is a group of folks from South Africa that we had a wonderful discussion this morning about calling. And this next week, we're going to be looking at relationships, both of our relationship with God and our relationships with other people is what the topic is about next Sunday morning, 9 o'clock downstairs. Wednesday night downstairs at 6 o'clock, we'll start our meals back together. I hope you will be here for that. And then we're going to start a time on Wednesday nights on how to pray the Psalms. It's going to be an interactive thing. It's not going to be me just standing up front and telling you things about Psalms, but it's going to be interactive in that we are actually going to take some time to actually pray some of the Psalms. And no, I'm not going through all 150 of them, okay? I'm going to go through select songs through different weeks. We're also going to look at some other things about how people use Psalms to help their prayer life. So I hope that you will come on Wednesday night as we start to talk about that and start to see about how do we pray the Psalms. Because one of the things for me is the Psalms sometimes give me words when I can't think of words on how to pray. And there is nothing wrong with praying somebody else's words. Nothing. If it's coming from your heart and it really strikes your heart as you pray it, it's as though it's your own prayer. Okay? We should be doing that every week with the Lord's Prayer when we pray the Lord's Prayer. It's not just an opportunity for us to pray the same prayer that Jesus prayed and now I've done it and now I'm finished with it. It should be something that comes not only from our mind but from our hearts in praying the Lord's Prayer. So we're going to talk about how to do that with the Psalms as we do that every week with the Lord's Prayer. This passage, as I say, is about Jesus producing holy food. Jesus talking about holy food and what that is. And one of the first things that we need to grab a hold of if we're going to get a hold of what Jesus says here is that God created us to live on both physical and spiritual food. God created us to live on both physical and spiritual food. Our bodies, our souls need both in order to be healthy. And really, we're going to see that Jesus says, in order to live life at all, you've got to have both foods. Now, some of you may have the same problem I have. I don't know how to do this. If you understand what I just did. How many of you understand what I just did? I don't know how to do this. Okay? I love my physical food. I love to eat it. Typically for me, throughout most of my life, I eat four meals a day. And I have done that for years. Okay? Because that nighttime snack, it's not a snack. It's another meal. Let's just be honest about it. That's what size my nighttime snack is. It's not one cookie, okay? It's a giant bowl of popcorn. It's cheese and eggs for me. It's a bowl of ice cream, okay? It's another meal. Physical food, we know we need that. And we know that we need that for our bodies to work properly, for things to happen, that we also know that there are some foods that we should not partake of. Those of us that have allergies, say amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Those of us that have allergies to some food products, we know there are food products we should not eat. That doesn't mean we always follow that rule, does it? No. Both Jerry has found out now he's also allergic to pork, as I am. But your doctor said, what about pork? You could eat a little bit every once in a while.
In moderation.
In moderation.
How do you eat a pork chop in moderation?
Yeah. I ain't figured that out either, brother. I ain't figured that out either. Physical food we need. And many of us don't have a problem with having enough physical food to eat. There are people in our community who do. Okay? They call it nowadays, they call it food insecurity. So Open Door Cafe down here, which came out of this church as community food kitchen 2 days a week and turned into 5 days a week down there, that people could come and get a decent meal. If you've never been there to eat, I would encourage you to go there to eat. You can get a really good meal for $3. Okay? If you want to pay 10, you can get a little bit better meal. And if you want to pay 12, you can get a little bit better meal. But I will tell you this, the $3 one is more than enough physical food for you to eat. You don't need much more than that $3 meal, really. And all of us know about that physical food and about our need for it. We have a drive for it. We have a desire for it. Many people don't realize that they're spiritually hungry. Many people don't realize it. There are lots of people at home right now. Some because they just couldn't get to church today, whether here or somewhere else. But there are some that don't know they have a need for spiritual food. Now, what did I tell you happened right before this? Jesus fed people. And Jesus even refers in this passage, he said, y'all were looking for me because you wanted physical food. Okay? Many people are concerned only about physical food. And the people in this passage, that's why they're following Jesus. Because they want more physical food. And if you go back and look at that story, where will we buy? It's going to take a half years of wages for everybody to even get a bite. And Jesus blesses 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. And 5,000 men plus women and children eat. And it says that everybody got their fill. And they collected up leftovers. Incredible story. He says, you're following me because you're concerned only about physical food. That's why you're following me. Well, Jesus wants us to understand that life's fullness comes from the spiritual food God supplies to us. Life's fullness comes from the spiritual food that God supplies to us. Yes, I can be filled on physical food. I can be so filled on physical food that I have eaten too much. And that happens quite often for a lot of people. Eating way too much. But I have very rarely ever heard of anybody that eats too much spiritual food. Have you? Jesus wants us to know that's where the fullness of life is. They look at him and say, but Moses helped us to get manna from heaven. He says, no, Moses didn't do that. God did that. And he says, but that's not the real true food that you need. The real true food that you need in order to live your life is spiritual food. I want you to think about this. I know it's quite obvious to me, you planned on being here at church this morning. Because you're here. Did you eat any spiritual food before you came? Or were you waiting till you got here to eat spiritual food? If physical food is a three times, or for me, four times a day thing, what about spiritual food for you? Is it once a week? Twice a week, because we meet here on Sundays and Wednesdays? Or is spiritual food an everyday thing? If Jesus says that's where the fullness of life comes from, for many, many years I've heard people say, "Pastor, if I don't go to church on Sunday, I don't feel like I've got my batteries charged for the week. I don't know where you got your batteries. Because my batteries don't work for the whole week, only on one charge. I need that spiritual food almost as much as I need physical food." And sometimes we section that spiritual food off and, as soon as I get this done or that done, I'll get to it. I'm talking about, how many times do you, just you and God, sit down and eat food together? It requires a couple of things. It requires that you slow yourself down to do it, right? If I say so busy in my life that I've heard people say, "Well, you know, I don't have time to do that every day because I got so many things to do that I've got to get done." Can I say it another way? You got so many things that need to get done that you can't but take time to do time with God. If you've got that many things that need to get done, don't you need God's assistance and God's help? Don't you need to pause first with the one who created you and sit down with that God and talk with that God face to face? Don't you need to have a love relationship with that God? Such a love relationship that you can't miss having an opportunity to sit down with that God. Spiritual food. How often do you eat it? How often do you take, I grew up on the Chesapeake Bay. There's a great and wonderful myth about going to the beach. And some of you are going to tell me later it's not a myth. You just finished lunch, you can't swim for 30 minutes. You got to let your food settle, okay? Whether you realize or not, that's a myth. Yes, you can have a problem, but it's a myth. But are you sitting down and letting your spiritual food digest after you partake of it? Or are you opening a devotional and reading a 5-minute devotional, closing it, and going off into your day and saying, "God, I did my devotions today"? Are you letting that spiritual food digest? Are you letting your body soak up that food? Are you taking that time? Do you know where your Bible is? Maybe I'd ask that first. Do you know how to find it? Does it have dust on it, or has it not been used for a while? I know. I'm stepping and interfering in your life. But if Jesus says that spiritual food is that important and more important than physical food, how many times are you partaking of spiritual food? I keep being advised, slow down, sit under a tree for a while. Soak in what God has for you. I still remember taking Experiencing God, which I know some of you have been through the class Experiencing God. Do you realize that was over 34 years ago when that book came out? I know some of you didn't want to hear me say that. One of the things that Henry Blackaby, the writer of that book, said in that book, and I saw him, he said it on the videos because I had to set of videos that went along with the study. He said, I think that sometimes, because you know how we say it, don't just stand there, do something, right? Don't just stand there, do something. Henry Blackaby said that I think God says sometimes, don't do something, just stand there so I can love you. And sometimes I think we're too busy rushing about doing things that we don't give God an opportunity just to love on us. Have you found a place that you can sit still? With no other input from anywhere else? None. Just sit still with God. Let me talk about some avenues for getting spiritual food. One, I've already talked about some, the Bible. A second one is prayer, and I know many of you were here and were able to attend the How to Pray videos and read through that book. Prayer is essential to the Christian life. If you're not taking time for prayer, you're not living the Christian life to the fullest. And you're missing out on some benefits that God wants to bring to you. Now, when I talk about prayer, I'm not just talking about you talking to God. I'm talking about you giving time for God to talk to you. Still yourself so much in mind and in body that when God says something to you, you can hear it. That's spiritual food. Become so attuned and in one with God that when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you can hear it. That you can hear when God speaks to you and says, I love you. That you can hear God say, here's your food for today. Here's what I want to give to you. Here's what I want. What do we pray in the Lord's Prayer? I know everybody's got to start at the beginning. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What's the next part? On earth as it is in heaven, and then give us this day our daily bread. What about if that prayer has nothing to do with physical food? What if that sentence is all about spiritual food? Now, I'm going to say it's both. But when you pray, do you think just about the meal that you're going to get on the table? Or do you also think about the spiritual food that you're going to get? Because God is offering you some spiritual food right now. Will you take it? Will you eat it? Will you allow it to give you fullness of life? Activities at church. That is a great place for spiritual food. We did it this morning downstairs. We watched a video, had some input from some people from South Africa that helped us to understand about calling and about what the scriptures say about that. And then we spent some time in discussion amongst ourselves. And then I said, okay, you got 15 minutes left amongst each table. Share and talk with one another and pray for one another. I'm hoping at every table there was some spiritual food that came out on the table for you to partake of. Wednesday night. Yeah, we're going to get together and have a wonderful meal on Wednesday night. Janet does not know how to have meals that are not wonderful. Amen? $5. You can't get a better meal. Well, yeah, you can. You can go down to Open Door at lunchtime for $3 and get a good meal. You can come here on Wednesday night and for $5, you can get a good meal. And if you go hungry when you come on Wednesday night, that's your problem. Because I know there's going to be enough food for us. But after that, what do? We have a time of prayer. And then we're going to talk about how to use the Psalms and pray the Psalms. We're going to talk about how to get spiritual food from the book of Psalms and how that enlivens us. And how I'm not going to teach the whole time. I'm going to give you a little piece. And then we're going to take one of the Psalms and around the tables, we're going to pray the Psalms. We're going to use the words of the psalmist to pray prayers. Spiritual food. Will you come for it? Will you come for that spiritual food? Many of the songs that we sing, I didn't have that on this slide, but many of the songs that we sing, do you realize they're spiritual food? Set to a tune that oftentimes you remember so that you can get this nice earworm later today sometime and go, I remember singing that song this morning. And I remember it talked about this. Spiritual food. That's spiritual food. The last thing I put on here, and this is not the only things. Spiritual conversations. We have a tendency in our world to talk on the surface. We see people, we talk on the surface. We don't talk down here where we're actually having issues and problems and pains and excitements sometimes and joys. We talk up here on the surface. You know how I know that? Because Eric wants to talk about whether it's raining or not. We talk about our grandchildren. We talk about family. How many times do you talk about spiritual conversations, spiritual things? And I'm just going to tell you this. If you shy away from that, you're missing an incredible place where there's some spiritual food. An incredible place where there's some spiritual food. Not everybody can come on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock. We meet back here in the room to just pray for an hour. Not talk about prayer. Not just share prayer concerns, but actually to pray. There's spiritual food in that room every week we get together. Amen? Those of you that have been, there's spiritual food. And I know not everybody can come. Some of you can't come at that time, but you know what? Here's what I'm going to say. If you can't come because you work or you have other engagements, doesn't mean you can't start a prayer time at night. I'll come unlock the door for you. How about that? Doesn't mean you can't start another time. We've got two circles of women that meet now. One during the day and one at night. Why can't we have two prayer meetings? One during the day and one at night. Where people come for just to pray with one another. There's spiritual food that happens there. The opportunities for spiritual food is enormous. I don't know whether you know it or not, but you can use your newspaper. I know, you don't get the newspaper. You can use your news source as spiritual food. Lord, I just learned about this situation that's happening in Gaza. And I see what's happening there to them. The people that have nothing to do with Hamas, and I'm not preaching on politics. There's people that live in Gaza that has nothing to do with Hamas, and their houses are being destroyed. Their families are being killed because of Hamas and Israel. And I'm not going to take either side because both sides are wrong. You cannot solve a situation by violence. And I can pray for those families that just lost their house. I can pray for that children's hospital that was bombed. I can pray for the people that lost their young children. I see other situations around the world and I can pray for them. I see the divisiveness in our country. I can pray for that. I can turn that moment of learning about those things into spiritual food. Instead of just groaning about it to everybody I meet. Because that doesn't help the situation at all. I can turn it into prayers. There are so many things that can be spiritual food. I should have put etc. on the end of this list. And so on and so on and so on. It comes from an outlook. Am I looking with God's eyes? Would God approve of this situation that's happening in Ukraine? Because the Russians want more territory or want more resources. Where would I find God in the midst of that? How can I pray for the people that are having to live through that, that has gone on for, what is it, almost 2 years or just over 2 years now? Do you realize that? How can I find spiritual food there? There are so many places. The more avenues you seek for spiritual food, the better. I love Mexican food. Love it. I especially love it when this lady over here fixes it for us on Wednesday nights. I love it. But let me just ask you this. If I had a diet of only jalapenos, and that's all I ate for four meals a day, every day of the week, could you tell me how healthy I would be? Probably not healthy. I don't know. I know Veronica eats them every meal, right? Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack. But I mean, I'm talking about if that's all I ate, nothing else. You know why I brought that up? Well, Pastor, I go to church every week. That's all I need. So just one piece of diet item, that's all you need? Do you have other ways of taking in spiritual food throughout the day? Do you pause during the day at any point in time and spend some time with God? Here I go again. You don't know how busy I am. It probably doesn't take 2 minutes to say the Lord's Prayer. Can you pause maybe at 9 o'clock and say the Lord's Prayer? Pause maybe at lunchtime and say the Lord's Prayer. Pause maybe somewhere in your afternoon and say the Lord's Prayer. Spiritual food. I want to help you with that. That is my greatest desire. My greatest desire is to see a church of folks that can't get enough spiritual food. and that are always coming to me and asking me, how do I get more? There's something about eating and drinking spiritual food from God that it quenches your thirst, it quenches your hunger, but it also makes you desire more. I don't know. How many of you know how to grill a good steak? I mean, a really, really mouth-watering good steak. Or pork chop. Oh, a pork chop, okay. Are you satisfied with one bite of that? It's wonderful. It tastes nice and it tastes great. But don't you want more? Are you eating spiritual food in such a way that you just want more? And now you want to set aside more time to get spiritual food. Now you want more of it. I can't go to bed without having a snack of spiritual food. I can't start my day without having a breakfast of spiritual food. And Lord, I can't make it through the day without stopping somewhere in the midst of the day and saying, Lord, I need you. Give me some food for this moment. And I've gotten to the place now I can't watch the sunset without getting some food from God. Is that happening for you? Here's what I ask you. What is your plan for continual intake of spiritual food? What's your plan? What does it look like? I want to help you with that. I do. I just don't want to make you feel like, oh, Pastor, you stepped all over my toes today, because I know I should be getting more spiritual food than I do. I want to help you get that food. That's why I put things together for Wednesday night. That's why I put things together for Sunday mornings. That's why I'm here during the week or wherever you want to meet to talk about how to eat some more spiritual food. I'd love to see everybody in this church have a Bible that has to be taped together so that it will stay together. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you this morning because we hear in Jesus' words the call for spiritual food. The call for reaching down deep within that and finding that food that we need. Lord, help us to identify when we're spiritually hungry. Help us to see it. And help us not to rush past that moment because we're so busy. But help us to stop and pause and eat some spiritual food at that moment. Because that's what our bodies are craving. That's what they're wanting. Lord, help us, please. Please, Lord, help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.